Good morning or afternoon or
Hello.
whatever is
Good
appropriate
morning.
according to where you are in the world. So I know that Jennifer, Charlotte, and Jeremy and Caitlin cannot be here today.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah.
So wait, why are we here?
Well, there's something happening Thursday, so
Did people write in?
yeah, sure,
Oh, I
Charlotte.
see.
Yeah. So it might just be the four of us.
Okay.
I do have some potential topics that Jeremy had put together. So I'm going to find those in Slack.
Oh, it's not good.
So I was not able to make the three chairs meeting. But we were asked to ensure that the councils were attending to the to-dos from the tri-council meeting, and the PC had the work on visibility of development requests in the DIP proposal, and create an updated list of folio modules with maintenance status, which would include the orphaned apps. So how we want to fit those in with the like whether we want to pick those up this week and start having those, or figure out if we want to do subgroups or what. And then the setting a time Thursday to ensure that groups are forming up, give them a charge.
So we think we need another subgroup, maybe?
Possibly.
Yeah, you might.
I think I didn't understand. Is this list already done, or is it being sent?
No. Let me put this into the folio. Let me format this all into one message and put this in the folio Slack channel. So and then
yeah, so did you say there was a tri-council chair meeting recently?
Yes, I think that was Monday. I couldn't make it.
Okay.
I couldn't make it at the on the spur of the moment. So let me go here. No. All right. Slack is just fine until you want to edit things.
Oh, okay, no, I understand. Okay, it's our duty to do it. Okay.
Yes. I'm just making a couple edits. Let's say from Jeremy. Okay. So I've edited that post. I think that covers the items. So with the things under point one, I think that might be the thing where we need to where we'll have to decide whether we're setting up another subgroup. So in some ways, I almost think that the very first thing is how do we start a meeting notes page, and then we can slot in some items in the time.
For the PC meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, so on the meeting notes page, there's a little button that says create agenda or something. What's it called? Let me find it. It's
Yeah,
called.
things have changed since I did this last.
It's wait, I'll tell you exactly what it's so yeah. Oh, create from right, meeting and minute notes. So in the middle of the here, I'll put the link in the chat.
So this is the product council meetings page.
Yeah,
Is that
the link I just put in the chat, and then kind of, I don't know, just scroll down just a tiny bit, and then there's a button that says create from template.
Oh, in the navigation, create page.
No. So here, look, can I share my screen?
I think so.
Okay, let me do that.
Oh, I'm getting a lot of helpful tips.
Okay, so here's the PC meeting page, the one I just put in chat, and then just keep scrolling down, scroll. Under meetings and notes, there's this create from template.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the newest template that Caitlin created will pop up, and then you can just stick the stuff in.
Okay, great, great. That is helpful. So I will change. Yeah. Okay, so I'll go ahead and share my screen. So I guess we'll. Right, so there's the date. We've got participants. So before looking at oh, we know we've got the oh yeah, the additional thing was that the MM SIG is coming this week, are they not?
Oh, let's look on the I was just pulling up the topic calendar. So yes, this week we have it's the 16th, right? Yes. So the presentation of top five community from the MMSIC. Yes.
Okay, about how long should we allow for that? I think that's going to be kind of a fixed point. Is that like 10 minutes?
I think more.
Yeah, maybe more like 20. I'm trying when we had the which group was it that we had back in September? I think that took about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, but couldn't we say it's 10 minutes per SIG and up to 2 SIGs, so a maximum of 20 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, it's only 1 SIG this week, so I can say
Yeah,
20
I mean, if
minutes.
they're, I mean, I don't know. It's varied a lot when we've had folks come. It seems like just from like my recollection, like sometimes they're done really quickly, and sometimes it winds up being, it kind of depends how many questions we have.
Right. Okay.
So I mean, if we have a lot of other topics, I mean, we can limit them, but if we don't, then we can, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
If we
I
give them
think.
20 minutes and then they finish sooner, then great.
Yep.
Maybe the
Yep.
meeting can end early.
Well, let's think here. We need to ensure that groups are forming up.
Yes, we should make sure. We should follow up with everybody on that. Should
And
that go
that sort of
under
sounds like it's.
active initiatives, perhaps?
What's that?
Should that go under active initiatives or housekeeping?
The group forming?
Checking in on that.
Yeah, I think that that's the I think that that's the right place to put it. Come on. Too much going on. Again. Oh, my internet connection's unstable. That's always helpful. So let's see here. We've got the community dashboard group. We've got the CDDF.
CDDF.
Right, CDDF, and then we've got RMS slash communication. Okay, confirm that groups are forming. Solidify charges. And I might have a typo because the Zoom panel is in the way. Oh, hey, that actually
That's
worked.
fine. You got it.
So I'm kind of thinking that's really more like a 15-minute topic, about 5 minutes per group.
Okay.
Do we see anything in housekeeping?
But how about the new group for the updated list of modules? Perhaps. Is
Or
that active or is that new? yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Let's put that under new and have that after the MMSIG presentation. Because I sort of think that if we can't get to that this week, it could wait for a week.
Okay, it's just that, but if we talk about the other groups, then we can just go on talking about potentially new groups. So,
Right.
and maybe this also has impact on the check-ins.
Yes.
I was going to suggest that we just assign these to-dos from Tri-Council to the existing subgroups. So they kind of dovetail into what they're looking at anyway. I think Jeremy's mentioned that possibility too. So, like the work on visibility of development requests or the DIP, I think that the CDDF group had plans to look at that anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
The list of modules, I don't know where that might
Yeah.
fall.
I'm
Maybe
clearly
the.
having. I think we had this list of modules. We had it as a separate item in the retro board, maybe. I don't
Oh,
remember exactly.
yeah.
I want to. Yeah, we had another item in the retro board about draft categorization of apps based on CDD and review list of orphans, folio apps, and so on. So, and that goes,
Right.
didn't get so much votes. So, I mean, if we commit to that and try confirming, then we should definitely
Yeah,
get it sooner.
have to.
Wow, I'm having a lot of problems with editing in Jira or in Confluence today.
I never try to live edit. I always write stuff down and then I do. It's too much pressure.
Yeah, I find that if I write stuff down, then yeah, it's more pressure, but it's also it's also
Yeah,
just
I think it's really
let me
tough.
get to it. All right, so we've got the working group set up here. We've got the MM sig. We don't really have any housekeeping.
What about the we usually have the TC and the CC and the RMS updates somewhere in there. There are CC, we did have a CC meeting this week, so I will have, I mean, I can just take, I can add them before the meeting.
Yeah, okay. Okay, CC, TC,
CC is not meeting this week, right? Guess I put.
RMS. All right, so
I'm
five.
wondering a bit from the last minutes. There's a different section sa saying standing updates where these RMS TCCC updates go in. There's no section about updates on the active initiatives. So I'm a bit
Yeah, I think
yeah.
there's something weird with the template.
Yeah. And I'm not seeing how to add a row.
Oh, you have to kind of hover over the little dot, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay. I wonder if I can.
I was just if it makes you feel better, when I was trying to take notes at the shoulder meeting at WolfCon, I found this template to be extremely confusing, and I wound up having to like basically delete the whole thing,
Right.
redo my notes in a Google Doc, and then paste them in.
Yep.
So it's not just you.
Okay.
Was not something I was able to do on the fly, and I got extremely flustered.
Yep.
It wasn't just
Well,
my head injury.
right. Well, now that I've been tipped off to the to hovering there,
Yeah.
that fixes a lot. So we've got, I don't really think we have anything, but this breaks down to 20 minutes, 35 minutes, 55 minutes, and leaves us no real time for these things. So,
I guess I'm gonna complain about something for a second. So I feel like the count we're neglecting the calendar, and this was something that was really important to a lot of us last year. And I feel like putting it, I feel like it's bad to have it at the end because then we never get to it.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, whether we look at the calendar on the Tuesday meetings instead, or something else, but having it at the end, we're never going to get to it if it's always at the
Yeah. Yeah. 'Cause what I'm thinking is that these two things are really a meeting. I mean, maybe the MM sig doesn't take as long, but I think that the working group check-in or formation, I guess really it's formation, is likely to go over. As a just as a sequencing question, I'm kind of thinking that we kind of thinking that we actually put the MM sig in front of the working group business.
so that they don't have to stay for all of our chit chat.
Exactly.
That would be the nice thing to
Yeah. So maybe what we'll do is leave this order in place on the schedule, but then swap it for, I don't know, we could just go ahead and move them. Maybe I'll move them just so we don't forget.
Yeah.
And I think going forward, checking the calendar makes a lot more sense in the planning meeting than in the actual meeting. I
Okay.
like that idea.
Okay. Fifteen, 35, 50. Okay, this is scheduled as a full 60 minutes.
Yep.
What do you think? Is this good enough?
I think it's fine.
Okay. Anything, and I do like Autumn's suggestion of checking the calendar during the Tuesday meetings. I think that makes a good deal of sense. Anything else we should do today?
We can confirm. I think Martin, you're on the you're on for note taking.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got that's your
So
notes.
I wasn't there last Thursday, but I didn't watch the recording and didn't manage to. But I saw that there was some discussion about restructuring the minutes also.
Oh, we're
I
talking,
was a
yeah.
bit I was a bit confused if there's something I should keep in mind when note taking.
I think the most one of the most important things was just like to make to whoever's convening the meeting is supposed to be better about letting the note taker making the note taker aware when there's an action item or a decision so that it can
Okay,
be
yeah.
recorded by the note taker. I feel like that was the most important thing to me anyway, as I was taking notes last week, that we wanted to be really sure that those were and have a sort of like be explicit about like this is an action item, this is a decision, so that we can record them in the proper places. And then there was sort of a general discussion about sort of how specific do the notes need to be, and I don't know that we necessarily came to a conclusion about that, but they don't have to be like a transcript, right? We have the
No.
recordings for the for that reason, but like to record decisions, like decisions should be there, some discussion, those sorts of things. But again, I feel like the most important thing was to record decisions and action items.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that if there's recording of discussion, just like the meat of the discussion and not the doesn't have to be the transcript.
Yeah, well, we have the recordings. Okay.
Okay.
Even to say, like, we discussed this for a while. There were strong opinions.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Some people believe in the
Another.
left sandal. Some people believe in the right glove.
Exactly.
I have another question. Because there was also this, or there's, I think there's ongoing discussion about these rolling updates from the 6th, and it's at least I'm always getting it mixed up between normal updates from the 6th and these priorities updates, and I'm really confused about what should I tell the cross-EBSEC where I'm liaison. Should they? So I saw that Tara, the SIG convener, signed in for one of the next meetings, and I don't know what now she's expected to present. I mean, if she because the MMSIG now does the priorities update, and it's just as a normal topic in the topic calendar and not in the SIG update section. So is the SIG update section or column, is it for normal SIG updates or not for this? I mean, I'm a bit confused about what should these rolling, I mean, these priority updates are not the rolling ones, or is it something that we
They're separate. They're separate. And so for now, what
but
we
they
did
are also
was
rolling somehow,
we're
no? I
focusing
mean,
on the priorities updates right now. But
okay.
one of the things we're supposed to do in the dashboard group is figure out exactly what the new structure of the SIG updates is going to be. So we're meeting Thursday right after the PC meeting to start our group. So, but that's one of the things we're supposed to be figuring out. But we do need to say what you're signing up for now is to talk about your top five priorities.
Okay.
And then the rest of it we'll figure out.
Yep.
But we're going to do
Okay.
that in the dashboard group.
I'm a bit confused about the terminology because maybe I'm getting it wrong, but this rolling should mean. Okay, but now I hope it's clear. Thanks.
Okay, so maybe we should, yeah, it does say updates in the sign up. That's confusing. Okay. That is very confusing. Okay.
I'll make a note.
Well, I have to go and take my kids to school. So I will see you all Thursday.
Yep.
Bye.
Thank you all very much. And we will see you Thursday.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye, Al.
Yeah.